Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Dr. Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, June 21st. The grains closed sharply lower, with December corn down 29.5 cents at 701.5. That was 11 cents off its lows. September wheat down 59.5 cents, closing at 987.25. And November beans down 27 cents at 1510.5. The meal was down 440. The oil was down 69 ticks. Dow Jones finished up 641. Crude up $1.53. And the dollar down 28 ticks. Like we talked about this morning, the weather around the world certainly looks better. France is cooler, getting some rains. We look cooler, getting some rains here and there. Not anything exceptional, but some rains. And the temperatures are coming out of the high 90s and low 100s, and a more normal, 80 to 90 degrees basically out here. So we're taking a lot of the heat out during pollination, which is, the key time. It's still really too early. We're a good 2 to 3 weeks away from key pollination, but we've broken the back a little bit of this heat dome out here, and people are thinking that once it breaks down, it usually doesn't come back, but we'll see. Overall, it was just a day where the funds, first of all, they got short the wheat. They've been even the last couple of days, and now they're short about 30,000 contracts after today. The funds lightened up on corn. They sold about 20,000 corn. They sold about 12,000 beans. So certainly lightening up. The charts don't look great. December corn held the support at 690. If we close under 689, I think it's a fair shot, a quick dime break to the 100-day moving average, and then possibly down to the 200-day moving average, which is at 608. So there could be another dollar break in this corn market without too much trouble. The wheat market continues to look terrible under the 10-day moving average, under the 50, under the 100-day moving average now. This is one of the lowest closes we've had in the last couple of months. The low close since March is 972. So if we start to close under that, then I think we've got more downside down to the 200-day moving average at 893.5. So nothing looks great out here, particularly if the funds want out. We've got the acreage report at the end of the month. Do the funds want to be this long going into the acreage report when the market seems to have turned a little bit here? I think in anything that the report would come out with acres-wise, if we have great yields, it's still going to be a big crop. And we will definitely add to the carryouts. It's dicey out here right now, but if we do get, above trendline yield, we cure a lot of problems out here. Like I think I mentioned before, the French got rain, and it's a little cooler weather there. The exports were nothing great. Corn, 1.18 million metric tons. The beans light, 427. The wheat light, 331. Crop progress showed 59% of the spring wheat in good to excellent condition. We now have 94% of the beans planted versus 93% on average. Corn ratings were down 2% to 70% good to excellent. Beans were down 2% to 68% good to excellent. Let's see. Winter wheat still at 30% good to excellent. That was down 1% from last week. But overall, corn and beans look like they're in fairly good shape out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.